Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. A couple weeks ago with Batwoman, the original actress that had been playing Batwoman, had a whole bunch of bad experiences on set of doing all that. Ruby Rose decided to leave the role. Batwoman series has taken a couple of different social turns. And this week, in apparent wokeness, there's a new Batwoman. I'm not sure if they're going to carry on the same storylines or what's going to happen. But Javicia Leslie, she is going to be Batwoman. How that's going to happen, I mean, whether she's just going to pick up the mantle and something's going to happen to Ruby Rose's character, I don't know. But there's a whole ethnicity portion of that can't have her be Ruby Rose, apparently. What do you guys feel about the changes in the Batwoman Warner Brothers TV universe?
I'm a great fan of her acting talents.
I'm gonna be honest, I did not even know who she was until I saw the article. But
she's
like
on
you
a
said,
show God friended me.
I never watched that. To me, it's the woke move to do. I think I even heard somebody announce today, like she's the first person of color to play a superhero, or how they put it, black female to play Batwoman ever or something. So yeah. It kind of came off like a headline.
Yeah.
So as long as she acts good and she fits the role, I don't really care. Just don't have terrible acting just put out there that this was done just to please black people, because that'll just piss me off and defeats the whole purpose.
Well,
That's pretty much probably what happened. But the problems with the show had nothing to do with Ruby Rose, though. The problem with the show had everything to do with the terrible writing and directing and action scenes. Like, the whole show was a train wreck. At least Arrow and Flash and that other show, Legend of Tomorrow.
And Black Lightning, isn't that?
Yeah, even Black Lightning had decent action sequences and stuff. And the writing was somewhat solid. Black Lightning had enough cringe, woke moments type of things, but that settled into an actual decent storyline. But the problem with the Batwoman show was that it just had terrible acting, terrible writing, terrible action sequences. Just not a good show.
Why is there so much of a disconnect between this show? Then you also have like Supergirl and...
Right.
Then the Flash and Arrow. Like, why is there so much of a gap as far as coherency of the story? I'm not watching. I'm just picking up on different episodes. I'm like, yeah, this seems pretty bad.
You couldn't just chalk it up to being campy. It was just, why are you doing this? And it was an inconsistent storyline. It basically, they were just forcing it. The big forceful measure was showcasing Better Than a Man, that type of thing. Didn't have anything to back it up. No one watched it. Not even the audience that were trying to court watched it. The ratings just kept plummeting. Like, in any other network, they would have canceled the show a long time ago.
Well, I guess my question is, considering the corona crisis going on, particularly with movies and TV shows, that do you even think this show or any movie in the next 2 years will make it? Because you really have problems with the theaters. There's different information coming out about how all this is transmitted. So you can't really have people sitting down in the theater for 2.5 hours like you used to. Having multiple people on set way through the whole corona crisis and making sure people are healthy and healthy enough to work together. Do you even think that some of the stuff is actually going to make it out? So, like, some of the stuff is being talked about, but at this point it might be 2025 before you get anything. But what do you guys think about that?
Think we'll ever go to the movie theater again, basically.
No.
And these shows, movies get made in general.
No, I think you and I may have talked about this before. I think right now is a perfect time for independent filmmakers to kind of shine.
Yeah.
Not the big studios, because independents could do shit if a small crew and still be pretty good quality. But big studios, this is going to hurt them pretty bad. And I would say next time you see people in the movie theater, it'll at least be, well, we're in 2020. I'd say at least 2026. People aren't following guidelines. They just want to do what they want to do.
People don't want to wear masks. Big Mike wants to let you know that if you don't want to wear the mask, the next word you hear is the gun talk. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of a weird situation right now. I mean, you're just watching a lot of reruns. of stuff.
I mean, they show the same movies over and over again now. Today they said Zendaya made a movie with John David Washington. I guess they shot over 2 weeks. Okay. And that's supposed to come out. So tested people every day and checked with lawyers to figure out how many people they got on set in order to get it done. And they were able to shoot the movie. But like you said, you get a big budget film. I don't see how they're going. Like, I'm looking at the news right now, and there were 60,646 new cases today. So I don't know how the hell you're going to shoot a movie or do anything with the shit like this.
Yeah. Terrible situation.
I mean, in all honesty, if people just follow rules, we could be over and probably done with this shit. But they want to do what they want to do, you know, infringing on people's rights, I guess.
Well, it's not about freedoms and liberties and things like that. It's really about stupidity. Do you want to live or do you want to die? Yes and no. And I'm trying to live. Whatever I have to do, wearing a mask or doing something, like, I'm trying to make it. Really, just even going back to work, things like that are complicated now. So definitely a bad situation with the corona crisis. Really got to figure out, particularly with the movies and TV stuff, you're going to go to Canada? They won't even let you in. Like, can't film in Vancouver now.
I just thought about that. Holy shit. You're right.
You can't go to Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia's like in and exploding right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
North Carolina, same thing. Like, you can't go to those three spots, at least.
I still don't understand the NBA still talking about trying to start. Florida's off the hook right now.
But. Yeah. Collegiate divisions are starting to talk about canceling the season.
Yeah, Ivy League canceled their season already. Clemson had 37 players so far to test positive. So,
yeah. I mean, you really have a big challenge as far as getting groups of people to do something together. I mean, regardless if you know the people or not, particularly in the creative space, some people just hired just because this person is good at doing something. You don't know where that person's been at. And I guess you can test and test and test, but is it a false positive? Is it true? Can you get the coronavirus more than once? You don't know. So it's definitely a challenging situation. Yes, Warner Brothers is doing a Batwoman revamp, total revamp, as far as ethnicity is concerned. And I guess we'll find out if it works or not, if that show turns around or not. But Beast Game Podcast.